Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hello, Miss Honey.
Hi, Alma. How are you?
A little better. My daddy's here.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, my daddy's here to pick me. We're not here yet, but he's about an hour away.
Oh, okay.
Miss Honey, talk about being about us. Good. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Before my dad comes around. My husband's incarcerated. That is my person. I feel like I've been in depression mode for the past few days. Because I feel like I'm abandoning him. I feel like I'm leaving him and I'm going to abandon him. And when he gets out, he's going to feel abandoned. He's going to feel like I left him. And he's not going to look for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
I'm so scared.
Hey, don't be scared. I know currently the situation is really tough at the moment for you. But I believe that whatever decision you have made, he's going to go ahead and understand. With the current situation that you have, you also need someone to take care of you. And I think having your father get you and be with you to take care of you, I'm sure he's going to go ahead and appreciate that. And he's very happy to know that you are, being taken care of. That's what love is, right? I mean, when we know that the other person is being taken care of, happy, that is something that we are always like, we're happy to know.
Yeah, I know my husband, because he loves me and everything.
Yes, he's going to understand. Once he sees that, someone is taking care of you, for example, I am unable to take care of someone that I love and somebody can actually take care, I'd be very happy. Because I know that, you in pain is never easy. You being in the hospital, going in and out is never easy. So having your dad to take care of you, like really having someone to look after you, I would be very happy to know that the person that I love is being taken care of. So I'm sure he'll understand.
Okay.
I need you to go ahead and be strong, because one of the things I have actually realized, and well, this is actually with how I deal with my son, is that whenever you're happy, it gives higher chance of getting well. Like with my son, as much as possible, we don't have him, like we don't let him cry. Well, crying is part of it, of life, yes.
Yeah.
As he grows, but we wanted to make sure that he is always happy, because happy hormones, when you are happy, whatever you're actually feeling, you get whatever illness that you have. If you are actually happy, you have less stress, then there is really a higher chance that you are really going to be well. So I want you to be happy always, okay? I know you are in pain. Things are never easy, especially now that you're moving out. So, but as much as possible, I really need you to be happy always, because that will really help with your healing.
You're right. I feel like I'm abandoning him, and that he's going to think I'm abandoning him and leaving him behind.
Aww. Don't worry, I'm sure he will understand. This is actually the decision is always for the good for you, right?
Yeah.
That was the main purpose, to make sure that you are taken care of. Your dad wants to make sure that you are well-fed, you're taken care of, someone is actually looking for you. If you needed something, he can go ahead and, like, provide it for you. If you needed to go to the hospital, someone's going to go ahead and bring you right away. So that's the main point. Once everything is better, once you heal, definitely your husband is going to go ahead and be excited to, you know, to welcome you again.
Well, he says he wants to go. He said, like, he's got court tomorrow. So, like, convince my dad. I have never gone to see him in court because of my health. And now my dad's here, and I convinced my dad to stay one more day. I get to see him in court. I know I can't hold him. I know I can't touch him. I can't nothing, but I get to see him in court. I get to see him in person.
I'm sure he would appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem, Alma.
So I want you to cheer up, okay? Tomorrow when you show up, be at your best.
Yes, I got him.
So when you see you, you're going to be happy.
I picked on my good clothes and stuff, so now
yes.
I have to go and look for my good clothes. I have to unpack my good clothes. I have to pack a good outfit. I got to pack
yes.
all my good
put on makeup tomorrow, look happy, do your hair, so that when he sees you, he's going to be, like, happy seeing you. Because if he sees you like you are worried, he's going to get worried as well.
Yeah, he said the other day when he seen me on video, he goes, baby, I don't like that you're losing so much weight because I don't eat anything. Because I don't like you losing so much weight. I don't like you looking the way you're looking. Because I don't like it, you don't look good.
See, that is because her husband really loves you. So today, you need to rest. You know, get enough sleep, as much sleep as possible. So tomorrow when you go there, you look happy, fresh. And I'm sure he'll be happy to see you.
I'm going to see my baby in court. I haven't seen him. I know it's not the same. And people are like, whatever, you're just going to see him in court, you're not going to do it. It's different. To me, as long as I could see his face and he can see mine and I can hear him. Because I don't miss no court, but I usually see him on video and on video court, and he'll blow a kiss to each other on video and that's it. And now I get to see him.
Don't worry about what others will actually say. What matters most is how you feel and how he feels. Some people may not be able to understand us, especially with the decisions that we make. But as long as we're not hurting other people, we do what we do. We do our best to live. For me, others' opinion actually doesn't matter as long as I'm doing right. I am not hurting anybody. And you can never please everyone.
Yeah,
right? Some people always have something to say. So don't worry about what they will say about you. What matters is your happiness.
Yeah, my grandma told me when I first got married the first time, she told me, look, she goes, you can never make everybody happy because you get married, like you're married. You go out and you have fun, it's because they're saying you're cheating on your husband.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't and you stay home, it's because your husband don't let you and he beats you. He goes, so you're never going to make nobody happy, so don't listen to nobody.
Mm.
Yeah, she goes, it was like a saying or something. I don't know how my grandma was weird. But thank you so much. But last night, they sent me, they're real late last night. They sent me the new cards.
Uh-huh.
I picked which one I sent. They sent me a lot of them, saying they were different fonts. They were not different fonts, only one. It was only different because they made them thicker and thicker. But I picked one and I told them which one, and then I kept on sending them. I actually sent them one and showed them.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that's the one I wanted. I have the other new number. I'm going to have a new number. It's right now this one, we already have an Alabama number, but they're having trouble connecting it to my phone. And
It's 256-553-1877.
All right. Could you kindly repeat that once again for me, Alma?
256-553-1877.
Okay.
256-553-1877. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and save this one as well, so that when once you move, I can call you on this number.
Yeah, I have a phone, and I have a different phone, and I was trying to put it on this phone, but they keep on saying, oh, it's incompatible, it's incompatible. I'm like, oh, y'all, they're so... First they're saying it's compatible, and then it's not, and I don't know. But
okay, don't stress yourself on that. You can go ahead and do that one once you get there.
Yeah, but I'm so excited. I get to see him tomorrow.
And then also, I wanted to update you in regards to the Google Verified campaign.
Okay.
So as per my team, yes, we are making an appeal on this one. We are actually asking our team, our associate with Google Verified, we're asking help on that one. So as soon as we go ahead, hopefully within this week, we can go ahead and get an answer. Because that is actually our direct contact with Google. So hopefully we can go ahead and get an answer this week, and then I will update you so that we know what will be our next step.
Okay, that'll be really good. Yeah, because he was worried. I mean, we had that one. I had told you he that one and that one only.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't gotten any more since just that one. So I don't know if it was just out of a blue thing or something. I don't know. But,
it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like I've mentioned to you before, last week we have already started the optimization of your account, so that should really help with the generation of the leads.
Yeah, we're good right now. Like, it needs that one that he liked. That he was a young guy, a really young guy. Instead of told Dana to see. I told you, you need to actually, I told you it was a good thing we opened you brought in your wife age gap, because he says he was a really young guy he met that day, and that he liked my dad's work, showed him pictures and he liked it, and he said he's ready to work with my dad.
Wow, that's perfect. I hope that's really going to be like a big job for everybody.
Yes, my dad says it's a very huge house. It is a huge house, my dad said. It's way in the back. He goes, it is a nice house. It looks like a palace. He goes, it has a horse barn. It has two barns, one for horses, one a regular barn. It has over 50 acres right on the edge of the mountain. He says the guy wants a deck and who knows what else done. He ends up being the guy's a realtor. He's very headset, and I told my dad, look, him being a realtor, maybe he's going to end up just hiring him for all the houses he needs fixing.
Oh, that is a really good news.
I said, it's not for sure yet, but I was just telling him, I was like, maybe he likes you so much after you get done, he'll end up getting used to all the houses that he is buying or selling. But I really do appreciate all of this, everything. I'm actually cleaning a little and putting up. I packed already. I'm just making sure of everything else. Because with my beauty, I don't know. My daddy says, what's that? And what's that? My daddy knows me. You want to know everything I'm doing. Oh, so exciting. But no, I do thank you. It was that the card, I had noticed, and I was going to eat. I had text last night, and I was going to text you today because I had noticed on one of the business cards. Let me see if I find it. The email, they spelt it funny.
Oh.
Let me see if I find it again. And the only reason I noticed it is because I wrote my husband a letter, mm-hmm. and when I wrote him the letter, I looked at it because I posted, and he's going to get pictures, and he wanted to see the business card. So I sent him a picture of the business card and, well, my business card. And they put it on mine, and the one I'm looking at now, and I'll send it to you, I'll text it to you. It says mm-hmm. ALMAHARRAMOS. And I'm like, no, that's not how it is. Yeah, I was like, no, it's not like that. Let me see. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay, let me go ahead and track that one.
Yeah, just send it.
So let me go ahead and check them.
I don't know if you received it yet. I sent it through a text.
Okay. Let me see.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to send you the one that I actually like. The actual card that I did like. Okay, I sent it.
Okay. Let me check.
See, the font is not that different, but it's a little, like, a little more different than so plain.
Oh, this one, you like this one better?
Yeah, but I still want where the one you did the little touches to it. But then I told them, see how they put... Mm-hmm. They put the name associate executive partner. I understand it means, and I understand what they're trying to do, but it's long. That's a like, don't I don't know. It's just me, but that to me, that's a little too long.
Okay, let me see. Before, we actually had it as appointments, contracts, and general administration, right?
Yeah, they have my name. They have, yeah. And then on the bottom, they have associate executive partner / manager.
Oh, okay. Before, it was co-owner and operations coordinator.
Yeah, I don't want it to say co-owner. Manager is fine, but the... To me, I don't know. Do you think that it's
been too long?
Well, for me, so you don't want to put co-owner there?
I trust, like, you know, I trust what you say. So what do you need? Co-owner, yeah, I understand, but I don't know. I really don't like co-owner too much. But what?
Mm-hmm.
But the associate, that associate thing, you don't think it's a little too long?
Well, that is actually fine. Sometimes we actually go ahead and, like, abbreviate it. For example, chief executive officer, like CEO.
Okay. I mean, it's whichever one you think is better and not as well, that will be better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you could kindly respond to that email.
I did last night, and I told them. I sent them this card, but they never responded back because I kept on saying, okay, oh, no, we're not going, we won't finish it, we won't go all the way through, we'll stop, and then enough. But I'm like, I responded the last part, and I told them, I sent y'all a picture. I inserted what the photo is, that the one I'm going with, the one I like. I said, so can anyone please send me the photo to make sure that we're on the same page? They never sent it back and told me. And I told them, I said, it is a little too long.
It's okay. I think the one that is actually working on this one is not yet in today, so they should be able to give you an answer. It would be later today.
Yes, honey said I need to make it. Now I don't know where I put my makeup. I'm looking for makeup this honey, because you said I need it. I can't find it. I can't find makeup this honey. I don't know. If you think it looks good, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you're thinking yet, because I trust your opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Give me 1 minute, Miss Honey. Don't hang up.
Okay. No problem. I'm also checking on the image
to the people.
Go ahead, love.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, love. Oh, so what do you think?
Well, associate executive partner is actually a good position. I mean, or we can...
Instead of saying manager, we just, okay, since you think that one looks good, instead of just go ahead and take manager off and just leave that on there, because I don't want it to overcrowd the card either.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess go ahead and just leave that one and take manager off.
Yes, we can go ahead and do that.
I'm trying to find my makeup, Miss Honey. I'm not gonna find it. And hairspray. I thought my daddy was gonna say no. So I was already crying. I said, Daddy, I know you gotta go to work and all. Or we have to go to work, but he got court tomorrow. He goes, Baby, I can stay one more day.
All right, I'll go ahead and inform our team that you wanted this one, and then would you want it to be under your name, associate executive partner, and then below it, just like how we did it before? And then
you made it look good. Yeah, I like the way you made it look good. You really did make it look really nice. Like, just little hints and stuff. You did. Like, I told them to fix the number, and because that's going to be that one. So.
I think we'll have to. Would you want to update the business phone number already?
Yeah, that one is fine. Go for the business card, yeah. Let's go ahead and put that number, because that number, they already said that it is mine. I keep having difficulties with the phone. but it is going to be mine.
Okay.
The other, what was I going to say, the other stuff? The business number is fine, and the manager part off, and like you said, the little accents you had put on it was really nice.
Okay. Definitely. Just noted. Okay. I'm going to go to the post-division school board team so we can go ahead and work on it.
Exactly. I really appreciate everything.
So,
I really do appreciate everything you're doing.
No problem. I'm always glad to help you out.
If you get there, we will give you a call. I'm happy and I'm nervous. My daddy's very critical. My daddy's very, very, very cakey, very critical. Ugh. Ugh. I know my dad. I'm more stressed with my daddy getting here than anything. I'm like a little girl, like, what the heck? But no, I'm excited. I'm happy in a way and just in a way sad. I'm leaving him and I'm leaving my grandbabies.
It's okay. Once you get well, they'd be very happy to see you, you know, healthy again, happy, smiling.
We're hoping if everything goes good, hopefully, that if everything goes good and we pray, and like my husband usually calls me at 5 in the morning before court and we pray and stuff, and my daddy's like, I'm going to be you, y'all, before, like, call me and then we'll do a three-way and we'll pray together. But now my daddy's going to be here, so hopefully. Give me one minute.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Let me also note here the changes.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm thinking it's my husband. Because I called the jail today to see if I could, like, have a special visit. Since I told them I was leaving and stuff. And they're like, no, you can't see him in person, but I'll do you one favor and I'll let you see him on video today. And I'm just checking every little while. Can't see my baby. He's always, honey, you can hear and you hear people talk. But it's that when they say that you have that one person you do that's made just for you. And that's him. Oh, no, one more time. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. And he's my person. He is my person. My I don't. No other man exists in front of me. I don't see no other man but him. And me being sick, and I have an ileostomy bag on, and some people think it's ugly, and as you updated it, guys, that throw it in my face, and he knows me, and he doesn't. He holds me like if I'm nothing, and he still told me this, I'll be okay, babe. It'll be okay. And I said, Daddy, you need someone healthy and normal. He goes, you need to set up. You're healthy, you're normal, and you're fine, and I love you. He I don't see him. He turned. He's the air I breathe. He's my reason to breathe every day.
That's why you really need to focus on your healing.
Yeah, like I can look at him. We can look at each other in a room, across from a room, and we just start laughing and there's this and that. And we had a full-blown conversation just staring at each other. I can smell him. I can sense him when he's home. I know when something I can feel when he's not good.
That's why, Alma, you really need to go ahead and really work on your healing, okay? Because there's a lot of people that loves you. Your husband is waiting for you. So he would be very happy to see you well again, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, again, I told you today, go ahead and rest. Have a beauty rest today. So tomorrow you look very well. You don't look sick tomorrow. You look happy, beautiful. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Dress up tomorrow. Put on makeup. I'm sure he is going to love it when he sees you that you look happy, pretty, well-groomed.
He's going to freak out to see my dad. So he can see, no, baby, you're not alone. It's not just me. My dad is telling the truth. My dad has, because he thinks nobody's there for him but me. And he can see, no, baby, my dad has you. We're here. We're a family. We have your back. We're always here. And I thank you so much, Miss Hamid. So much for being there for me and understanding, listening to my little run.
No problem, Alma.
I will talk to you as soon as he gets here because he's probably going to want to hear the good news.
Okay. We'll keep ourselves updated, okay? I'll keep you updated with the status of the Google Verified campaign. You take care today, okay? And I'll bless your trip.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alma. Bye-bye.